This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5. Good morning, buddy. How's your week been?
Good morning, fellas. It's been good. Happy that it's Saturday.
Right. How about that? How about that? You know, and what an eventful week. And, man, you got an eventful week coming up, right? You're getting ready to hit the road.
Oh, yeah. We're heading up to the Motor City on Wednesday. So we're going to be up there for the NFL draft. Hopefully get a red carpet opportunity up there. So it should be fun.
Have you been to Detroit before?
I have, not to the city, really. I have family that kind of live in the suburban area.
Ooh, give me a town. Because somebody, you know, around the corner here, what town are they from? I put you on the spot.
You did.
Okay, well, then never mind. All right, man, we'll talk about your thoughts on what you've been following. Obviously, you've been following what the Falcons may or may not do. Give us your thoughts right now as we sit here on this 20th day of April, just days away from the draft.
So I think it's important to consider there's a lot of factors that are at play because obviously, you know, it's going to depend on what goes on in front of them because, you know, you've got the quarterback situation, you've got – you know, the first wide receivers that could go off the board, whether that's Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, those guys, and then obviously, like I said, the four quarterbacks. So I think there's a strong possibility that Atlanta could have their pick of the first defensive player that, you know, could come off the board. You know, there's still the element of Joe Alt. You know, you've got an offensive lineman that maybe you want to consider there who could be your best player available. But given the circumstances and, you know, where you're at right now, it seems like edge rusher and cornerback are really your top priorities right now, and you could really have your pick of the lot at that point. Now, the question comes, do you want to trade down and maybe get two? Because I think there's a chance that if you do trade down, you could get both those guys and kind of double up in round one, maybe get two first-round picks there. So I think it all depends how it unfolds. Right now, my gut tells me that they're going to go edge rusher first and then maybe take a cornerback. My guy is Latu. I think that's the guy they're looking at right now. But, you know, it could go different ways. I mean, maybe Dallas Turner's on top of their board. Maybe it's Jared Verse, but I think Latu is their guy.
You believe so? You think he's the one?
I like what I see out of him. I also do really like the connection to Jimmy Lake. With their connection down at Washington, I know that you know, it's been a little bit since that happened, but I think you can't overlook that, the familiarity that coaches can have with these guys. And obviously there's a lot of arguments that Latu can be the best edge rusher in this draft. Now, there's some questions about what they want to do schematically. Dallas Turner does have more experience sort of dropping back into coverage a little bit, and that's kind of what Jimmy Lake likes to do a little bit with that 3-4 defense perhaps. But at the same time, I do like the familiarity there, and I do think there's a strong case for Latu being the best pure edge rusher in this draft.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com outline with Myles Garrett on this Saturday morning. And he is social. You can always find him at Myles Garrett TV at Myles Garrett TV. And folks, you want to follow him with him this week because he will be going to Detroit, will be going to the draft. What else do the Falcons look for in this draft? I'm hearing people say still get a quarterback in there somewhere. How big of a priority will that? Because we're set for the starter and the backup with this team.
As far as a backup quarterback is concerned?
No, as far as drafting a quarterback, I mean, is that a priority? Should that be a priority? Do you do that before, say, the fifth round?
So, again, I think this could come down to really what happens and how this draft unfolds, because should this happen, I think that this is your first option. I think this is the most unlikely option, but I think there is still the possibility, you know, does a Drake May perhaps fall? I think if you get a guy like those top four prospects, perhaps, specifically a guy like him who is really raw and could maybe use a year or two to sit, I think if he falls to pick number eight, it would be very, very, very tough to pass on a guy like that. I know you're in win-now mode and you want to surround Kirk Cousins with as many pieces as possible to make this run here, but I think if a guy like that falls to you at eight, then you have to pull the trigger. But that being said, I don't think that's going to happen. I do think they are going to address quarterback at some point, maybe in the third or fourth round. I think they like Spencer Rattler quite a bit. I think they were impressed with what they saw from his pro day and maybe some private workouts. But yeah, I mean, they've made it known they're going to address that position and add one more body to that room with Taylor Heinicke. So that being said, I mean, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see them address that probably third, fourth round. And, you know, you could see it depends on which guys may fall, too. Like, if a Michael Penix Jr. starts slipping a little bit, maybe in the second round you take a flyer on him, or a Bo Nix, one of those types of guys. So, again, it's all subjective depending on what happens and how the board plays out, because, guys, there's always one guy that ends up slipping, and the Falcons could end up nabbing him if he's there.
Myles Garrett joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sam, I'm going to make you put your TV hat back on. I know you've been out of the business doing it on a daily basis for a while, but you and Myles are doing your job leading up to the draft. When do you stop listening to general managers around the league? How many days, how many weeks before the actual event do you stop listening, knowing that you're just being fed a bunch of you-know-what, and you guys can see the team, you got your own eyeballs, you go, this is what they need, and this is who's going to be available, I believe. I'm not listening to GM 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, well, you don't get – well, you always have that opportunity with the GM, and it will happen for us with the Falcons this week. Before draft, there's always that pre-draft press conference where you're talking. You know, and the thing of it is, how much of it do you listen to? How much of it do you look to it and find something in that that might lead you to something? Myles, I don't know how you approach that day. I've been to that press conference many, many times, and like, okay, we've talked in a nice circle. What did we really get here?
Yeah, no, it's true, especially with this regime, and I think specifically Terry Fontenot. I think this is a group that likes to keep things close to their chest as far as, you know, not letting things get out. But I think that was also more the case when it came to Arthur Smith. I think Arthur Smith tried to keep a little bit more of a Belichickian type persona, for lack of a better term, when it comes to the team's plans, when it comes to, you know, what they're trying to do. Raheem Morris, I do think, is a little bit more open and a little bit more, forthcoming when it comes to maybe speaking with media and it comes to, you know, their plans for addressing the team. So, I mean, there will always be, guys, an element of politics to this. I mean, it is the NFL. It's very, you know, secretive. You know, you don't really know where a team may be headed at times. So, all that considered, I do think they do keep things pretty close to the chest.
You gonna make him take his hat off and put the other one on now?
Which one?
His baseball hat. Because I got a question for him, because I think the biggest thing going on with this Braves team right now is the loss of Ozzie. That person, that not just the player, that person and his presence. Hopefully he'll still be around, but I think the loss of him right now is going to be a major effect to this Braves team. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the leaders of this team. But at the same time, it's hard to ignore how this team just chugs along. They find a way to win, because before Ozzie, it was Spencer Strider. Before him, it was Sean Murphy. And then now, you know, you lose one of your leaders, especially offensively, because we know what Ozzie can do for this team from a leadership standpoint, and of course, at the plate and defensively. But that being said, this team keeps winning and beating really good teams. Obviously, they beat the Rangers last night, the defending world champions. They sweep the Astros, and they're beating Philadelphia. You know, they're beating really, really good teams and beating them almost dominantly. So I think all of that, you know, it's just something that this team is able to always stay afloat, because we saw it last year. I mean, when you lose Max Fried for most of the season, Ronald Acuna Jr., you lose him for a lot of the year before that when they go to the World Series. So this team, the way they're built, I think depth-wise, and the way that Alex Anthopoulos has really addressed depth is shown why this team still is. I mean, especially record-wise, it's a fact right now. They're the best team in baseball.
Yep, and the thing of it is, like you said, this schedule is allowing them to really show that. You got, you know, first-place team, they're playing in Texas. Next weekend, they're going to have Cleveland, another first-place team that they're going to see. So, I mean, I know Greg has always said, well, it's April. Yeah, but, I mean, you're getting a chance to show against teams that are at the top. And I think whenever you have a chance to have those kind of meetings, Miles, you want to make the most of them. And this team so far is doing that.
You do, yeah. I mean, it's not like they're, like you said, it's not like they're just breezing right along with maybe a cupcake schedule in the NL East. Like, you know, you're going up against the Mets, which oddly enough, you lost that series to a team that maybe isn't as good. But, yeah, I mean, they're playing the best of the best and proving that they are the best of the best. But like I said, they just swept the Astros, and, you know, you beat the defending champs 8-3. Travis d'Arnaud hits 3 home runs, which is basically a unheard-of situation where he's replacing a guy who's injured. Now, we know what Travis d'Arnaud can do. We know that he's no scrub and is a very good starting caliber catcher. But, you know, Sean Murphy was supposed to be your main catcher, you would think, but yet you have your backup of sorts that hits 3 home runs. And honestly, guys, I think you can say that Travis d'Arnaud is one of your leaders on this team. We talk about Ozzie Albies being out and, you know, what he brings to the table from a leadership standpoint. I think Travis d'Arnaud is a big element of that. We were down there in spring training, got to kind of catch a vibe, and especially after the playoffs last year, you kind of got to see who the leaders were, who were stepping up and talking. I think Travis d'Arnaud is that guy for this team.
Thoughts about Darius Vines? He's been thrown in an opportunity to give him a chance to start. I don't know if he's like permanently in that role, but so far so good. Thoughts about him getting the opportunity to go out and be a part of the rotation?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now it was sort of a revolving door there, trying to figure out what that next starter might be in the absence of Spencer Strider. Now, you like what you saw from him in that first game. You know, he pitches about 4 innings. You want to get a little bit more out of him. But he definitely was a little bit better than, you know, a guy like Alan Wynans. You know, you're still trying to see who else can come up here and maybe stick. Because, yeah, you get a good game from Darius Vines. You're going to see more from him. But what else is there? Is A.J. Smith-Shawver going to step up? Is Bryce Elder going to return to being that guy that we saw in the first half of the regular season last year? So there's a lot of elements here of guys coming up and getting their opportunities and making the most of it. Obviously, Darius Vines did that, but he's going to have to do it again, because if he doesn't, then, you know, it's going to be a next man up situation. You're going to have to see who else can pitch, because there's been some encouraging things from the starting rotation outside of Max Fried and, you know, your go-tos. Reynaldo Lopez, I think, has been an extremely bright spot for this team, and you didn't even know if he was going to be a starting pitcher for this team at one point. I think there was a lot of arguments about him perhaps being just a reliever, but right now he's looking like one of your best starters. So, yeah, I mean, you're seeing some good things in the absence of Spencer Strider, but you want to see those young guns really kind of prove that they're ready to stay and not really be a revolving door of sorts for the other guys down in Gwinnett.
All right. Hey, Miles, a little tip. So are you going to have any free time when you're up there in Detroit?
I hope so. Maybe during the nighttime.
Okay. Bring your passport. If you got a passport, bring your passport, because you want to get in the car and you want to drive south into Canada. You got to drive south from Detroit into Canada.
You got to drive through that tunnel, man. You hope that thing don't spring a leak.
Yeah. Well, you can go over. You can take the bridge. But you yeah, the tunnel is something. But you want to go into Windsor because they got
something. Into Windsor.
You want to go to – they got nice casinos there. See, I don't like the Motor City Casino. Detroit's got a couple casinos, but I ain't feeling them. But I've always won in Windsor. Plus, it's kind of cool if you go over there, it quick little drive over, and then you can have something to eat and look back at the skyline of Detroit because you're just going under the river there. So I'm just saying, get one of those little restaurants that sits right there on the river, have yourself something to eat, and check out downtown Detroit from there. At night, it's a nice, nice scenic view. Well, that's all I'm saying. Just a little tip.
I mean, hey, I got to have more luck there than I did in Vegas, so that's encouraging.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, they got some – the wheels are pretty loose there. But, you know, that's just my experience. All right, listen, Miles, as always, we can't thank you enough. We appreciate the – are we going to be able to call him next week? Will you still be there when we're – next weekend?
I will be back up? Friday, so I will not.
Okay, Sam, anything last
week? We can still talk with him. He just won't be in Detroit.
Yeah, just take some pictures and come up with some good stories, too.
Of course. Right, I'm buddy. A storyteller.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Miles Garrett, Fox 5, joining us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.